time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, good day, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've made some good progress on last week's assignment, and also progress whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally. I know by participating in this CrossFit Open, I am working on all four of those. I thought my biggest challenge was going to be doing the overhead squats, but I think now with this week involving double unders, my double unders is going to be my biggest challenge. So I'm using all the resources, all the tools available to manage to complete the double unders. And it's been a challenge, but I'm using the mental rehearsal, breathing, meditation, physical practice, doing all of it, and it's coming together very nicely. So I'm not pointing the finger at why I can't do it. I am actually finding reasons why I can and should do it, which is kind of brings us to our topic. Well, it doesn't kind of. It does bring us to our topic today of cause or effect. Now, this is a topic that is center to my coaching and probably a lot of people's coaching as well. But what happens is in life, we generally don't think about it that much. Are we at the cause of an effect, or are we the effect of a cause? And what that means is, I mean, you can look at cause as the warrior and the effect as the victim. One of the tip-offs is when we start looking at the results we get in life, and it doesn't have to be a physical result. It could be somebody trying to return a call. It actually could be a physical result. We're trying to get something accomplished. We're trying to get someplace on time, whatever it might be. And we don't succeed at that, many of us will be on the effect side. We'll either complain, blame, or justify. And when we do that, when we either complain about something, blame somebody else about it, or justify why we haven't got what we want, we are giving our power away. We are on the effect side. We are on the victim side. And when we give that power away, it means that we are helpless to change the result. And this cause or effect fits very well into being responsible for acting as if you're responsible for all your results, responsible for changing them if you don't like them, or responsible for how you respond to them. And that is all on the cause side. When you can take responsibility for your life, all of it, then you're on that warrior side, that hero side. But when you start pointing fingers at people, places, or circumstances for where you are in life, the results you're getting, or why things aren't happening to you, you're playing the victim and you're on the effect side. And when you're on the effect side, you cannot change the results. You are stuck there. And when you learn that by pointing the finger at a person, place, or thing, that you're going to be stuck there, then complaining doesn't change anything, right? I mean, unless you are making a complaint about a product or a service that you purchased and they can resolve it, then that type of a complaint is okay, as long as you're looking at it as resolving it. So then you are at cause. But if you're complaining about things that, quote, are out of your control, then you're giving those things your power. And so what we want to start to doing is start to live on the cause side. So you want to be causing effects in your life as opposed to being the effect of your life. And being at cause is a very empowering feeling. It's also a scary feeling because this being at cause means there's no excuses. Absolutely none. You just look at the result and go, this is what I got. It wasn't what I wanted. And this is how I'm going to change it. And it doesn't, and you can't use, oh, I'm too busy, because again, we had to talk about being too busy, that you are in control of your schedule. It can't be this person made me feel this way, because you are in charge of your own emotions. Nobody can make you feel anything. And so this is a very powerful place to be in, is at cause for your life, but it's also, it compels you to develop that mental strength to look at whatever is happening into your life, that you're at cause for it, and that you can change the results or change how you perceive those results. And so this is all up to you. And when you can live on the cause side of life, it is empowering, because now you know without a doubt that you have complete, I won't say complete, but majority of control of your life, and almost complete, because if you look at the three things, responsible for your results, responsible for changing them if you don't like them, or responsible for how you respond to them. When you can take those three things, then you are in complete control of your life. And how good does that feel? The scary part is now there's no excuses. We cannot justify, we cannot blame, we cannot complain about where we are in life or the results we're getting or why somebody's treating us this way or why this isn't showing up or why we're not losing weight or why we're not making enough money, because then it all comes down to you. And this is a tough nut to crack for a lot of people. It's a tough pair of shoes to put on and start walking for the rest of your life, because we slip into the effect side so easily. We really, really do, because we don't want to look at the result. And the result can be that it just wasn't what we wanted to get. And as long as we can acknowledge it and say, okay, what can I do next time? That's fine. But when we start to go, I didn't get it because this, then that means all these, then we gave away our power. And again, I understand this is very, very tough to embrace. And this is part of my coaching, is looking at that. And actually, this is at the heart of my one-on-one private intensive, the Warrior's Quest, is making clear to the participant who works with me for 3 days, 8 to 10 to 12 hours each day, and then a year of coaching afterwards, it becomes very clear how often they've been playing on the effect side. And now they go back and I coach them and work with them to playing on the cause side, and their life absolutely changes. So that's the heart of my 3-day, but also it's at the heart of my regular coaching as well. Because when you can stop and start to acknowledge that you've been playing on the effect side, that you've been giving your power away to other people, places, or things, you're then able to look at yourself in the mirror and go, what do I need to do differently? What can I do differently about my business? How can I work with my employees differently? It's not their fault. And again, this is not a fault thing. So I use that word inappropriately. This is not a fault as to what the result is. It's just, here is the result. How can I be more responsible for changing that? And whether you're a business owner, a salesperson, a mom, a dad, whatever it is, you know, it could even be the effect in your relationship. Well, she doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, and so I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. That's baloney, because that's the effect side. You're playing the effect. So you're letting that other person in your relationship determine your mood, determine how you feel about the relationship, determine how you feel about that person. And that's being on the effect side, and that's being the victim side. When you can be in the cause side and say, this is what I want this relationship to be, and this is how I'm going to treat this person, and this is what I'm going to do to create the result that I want. Yes, that other person, you may be in the middle of a fight or have fighting going on or arguing going on for a week or so. But when you start to change how you see the relationship, how you see that other person, and start to be a cause of it, they will then change as well, or they will leave, perhaps. But again, this is so, so important. And it's almost, I could say this over and over and over again, but I would like you to think of a specific situation. And this is where the coaching comes in. Think of a situation that didn't turn out the way you wanted to. And then you start looking at, when you're talking to your friends, are you justifying to them why this happened? Well, then that's the effect side. The cause side would be, this is what happened. This is what I'm going to do to get a different result, or this is how I'm going to perceive it. Here's the learnings I got from this, and embrace that part, as opposed to complaining about where you are or complaining about the results you want to your friends, or to justify why things aren't happening. And again, this is tough. But so what I'd like you to do is this week, be very, very aware of when you start to complain, blame, and justify about a result that you got. Now, if you're in the business world, it may be something to do with a report to your boss or a sales call or something like that. If it's in the physical world, perhaps losing some weight, getting to the gym, doing whatever that is, just take a look at when things perhaps don't go the way you want them to. How are you explaining that either to yourself or to someone else? And watch and listen to the words that you're using. And when you stop and when you say, okay, am I complaining, am I blaming, or am I justifying, then go, oh, I'm on the effect side. How can I move over to the cause side and look at this result differently? It's going to be a challenge. I understand that completely. And perhaps to help you with that, my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, really goes into that, this aspect of cause or effect very specifically, and gives you some mental strength tools to use. So you can find that on my blog. You'll see a little banner for it on the right-hand side if you already don't have it. So those are some of the resources available to you. There's some blog posts back there. But really, take this week and start to be consciously aware of what side you are playing on. Is it the effect side, or is it the cause side? So with that, would love to hear some feedback about this podcast or a topic of future podcasts. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.